Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Been doing your usual media rounds this morning?
A fair few media rounds this morning. As I was saying to you earlier, one of the previous presenters left the mic on while we were talking off air, which is a schoolboy error. Something you'd never do, of course.
Wouldn't happen here, no. Never. So who have you been on? Have you been on with Nick Ferrari already, have you?
I've been on with all sorts of people.
Mark Butcher in Switzerland.
This is always the highlight, though. This is the big one.
Oh, well, I'm glad so.
They all build up to this.
But we hardly ever see you on the TV anymore.
I was on TV yesterday.
Were you?
CNBC yesterday.
CNBC, yeah, but it's not Sky or the BBC now, is it? Come on.
I was on Sky recently, actually, strangely enough. Just as the pandemic was breaking before we were forced into lockdown. I mean, the problem is broadcasting from home needs an awful lot of work, quite frankly.
Zoom, don't you?
Yeah, but you've got to sort of, make your house look great. You've got to take down the books. You don't want anyone seeing
that you've... Well, you just sit in front of the bookcase, don't you? That's what most people do.
Well, there's a risk in that, depending on what books you've got on it, or lack thereof of books in your case. So,
Mrs. Potts could do your makeup, couldn't she? Slap a bit of sort of foundation on just to stop your head shining too much.
This is true, and then you've got to stop the children from sort of careering into shot at a rapid rate, demanding Peppa Pig. Or there's lots of other factors to take into account to broadcast from home.
Okay, markets. No stopping them at the moment. You said there might be a bit of a kind of a double take yesterday. There was really a little bit of profit taking in Europe yesterday, but markets came off their lows, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't mean day to day, but certainly over the course of the next few days, next couple of weeks, one would imagine there's got to be some element of consolidation. This momentum simply can't continue. The extraordinary rally in US stocks certainly continued yesterday, pushing the S&P 500 into positive territory for the year. The Nasdaq, the technology market, rose to a record high. US equities extending gains as many parts of the country emerged from the shutdown that brought the world's largest economy to a standstill. Stock markets continuing to race ahead despite confirmation the US economy officially entered recession. That's according to the National Bureau for Economic Research, ending a 128-month expansion, the longest in post-war history. US GDP fell 5% in the first quarter. We think it will decline by 40% in the second quarter, but growth is expected to return in the second half of the year, suggesting the recession will be deep but very short. And that's what investors are betting on, alongside, of course, that vast amount of stimulus being put in place by central banks and governments. S&P 500 at the close up 1.2%. Nasdaq was up 1.1%. Looks like we're going to get positive starts on the European bourses this morning. Tony Corning, FTSE up 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 46 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 31 points.
Well, you've taken away my follow-up question now, so I haven't got anything else to say.
Okay, done.
Yeah, all right, bye.
No. Have a nice day.
No, but a lot of people are puzzled as to why equities are racing ahead when we are in the throes of a pretty deep recession around the world.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the reality is valuation certainly looking elevated at the moment, getting close to 20 times, if not above that, on the S&P 500, which I think, I was looking yesterday, a 23% premium to the 20-year average. If you look at earnings forecasts, still think earnings will decline by 17% this year. Analysts are expecting a good bounce back next year, somewhere just under 25% next year. The visibility on that still remains very low, so I think you've got to be a bit more questionable. And of course, the path of the pandemic continues to be a major concern, or should be a major concern, I think, for investors. We don't know what the impact is if and when we get a second wave.
I'm constantly amazed at the resilience of the Germans. I mean, you look at what happened after the Second World War and then reunification. And now, I mean, although German productivity was down in April, there are signs that it is picking up again in May.
Yeah, it's German industrial production actually took a record hit in April, but gradual easing of lockdown measures helping to establish a slow recovery. Output slumped 18% in April due to the unprecedented closure of factories and shops, with manufacturers and investment goods badly affected. Even though activity has started to pick up since then, Europe's largest economy, I think, still will show a significant contraction in the second quarter. But the Bundesbank, as you allude to, have become more optimistic in recent weeks arguing the worst of the crisis might have already passed. The latest projections are for a contraction of 7% during the course of this year, although previous predictions were even worse than that. And, of course, you've got the German government's €130 billion stimulus programme to spur consumption, and infrastructure spending could certainly provide significant relief as well.
Well, why are they so good at bouncing back ahead of everybody else? Is it their infrastructure? Is it because they make products that people want to buy?
They make products that people want to buy. There's an intense focus on quality. There's an intense focus on engineering. So it's high quality, value adding goods. There's a well-educated workforce. It's a disciplined workforce. And it's all powered towards making products, as you say, the world wants to buy. And that's a very attractive place to be.
Vorsprung durch Technik.
Absolutely.
It's not a small car, it's an Audi.
I say that in my 2007 Audi estate, which I still have 150,000 miles on the clock. Thank
really?
You very much.
Yes. Not thinking of changing anytime soon?
No. That will be with me for life.
There's going to be some great deals out there at the moment.
There's the old cash for clunkers comes back in.
They're giving them away, aren't they?
I was reading a report, I think yesterday, they were saying they're sort of price cuts of around 20-23%, I think, on Mercedes and some other cars, if you're interested in buying at this stage.
And if you're going to go on a leasing deal, then I see Audi are offering you, in the UK, I don't know if it's true in France as well, but they're offering you a 6 months holiday on your financing.
Oh, OK, holiday.
They'll scrap the first 6 months, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very nice,
isn't
it?
Do you think there would be a decent build-up of stock over the course of the...
haven't got enough room to keep them all.
Well, in fact, I was riding my bike past Mercedes World, which is in our part of the world. And there's a huge amount of Mercedes just parked all around the track at Mercedes, which is just by us in Brooklyn.
It is quite tempting, actually, I must say. But I mean,
are you thinking?
Well, yeah, I'm always thinking. But
what are you going for?
No.
You
no,
like
I can't,
the,
I can't,
the old convertible,
no,
don't
no.
You?
My wife would never forgive me. No.
German convertible.
I'll have to keep it for another couple of years. But then the thing is, if you keep it for another couple of years, all the great deals might have gone by then.
That's true. We need you to spur the economy forward. I think you should buy one.
Okay.
The headmaster tells me that your employment prospects are looking very good. Riviera Radio going from strength to strength. Advertisers queuing up at the door. No better place to be.
It wouldn't be a very good place to be BP at the moment, would it?
No, BP said they will cut around 15% of its global workforce in response to coronavirus and a planned shift to renewables as well. They plan to cut around 10,000 jobs by the end of the year, a fifth of which will be in Britain, mainly coming from senior office-based positions. Like other majors, BP has radically cut its 2020 spending plans, aggressively been seeking cost-cutting measures through digitalization and integration of its businesses, also thinking about what life looks like as they evolve away from oil eventually. So lots going on for the oil majors, aggressive changes, big restructurings taking place.
The A1's quite nice. It's a little car, but it's pretty pokey. It's quite a lot of boot space as well. Foreign exchanges, please.
Nice getting around Monaco, isn't it? Our friends at Audi, no doubt, are listening. Pound against dollar coming in at 1.27. Euro dollar coming in just below 1.13. Going to get €1.12.5 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Don't leave the microphone open next time.
Thank you.
Hang Boss from Barclays.